K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. The postcast. Women's volleyball. Finally get it done. First Big 12 win of the season. Not only that, and of course, first win in quite a while. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast as I'm recording this here in the middle of Sunday here. Of middle of football and getting ready for NASCAR here coming up. So we got a lot going on here. We're closing on the end of September. Sunday, September 29th, 2024. K-State. Upset. UCF in straight sets. This is the K-State women's volleyball team that we expected going in, at least at home. Going into the season here in straight sets. Finally, the get breaks to go their way here in a 3-0 win over UCF on Friday night. 25-23 in a seesaw second set, which broke UCF 30-28. And then K-State absolutely dominated the third set there with the completed the sweep 25-13 there as well. It's nice to get help from other people as well. And I have said that on this podcast when it comes to women's volleyball. Greg Gorowski had a big game. She and Meg Brown combined for 26 kills in this game. Ava LeGrand starting to really come on here. She was recruited by Susie Fritz when she was in her latter years. Before Jason Mansfield took over as head coach of the women's volleyball team here. Ava LeGrand is starting to come onto her own here as the season gets deeper, much deeper and deeper here. And Swiatsky, another double-double for her, along with Ava LeGrand as well. Yes, UCF came in here to Morgan Family Arena 7-3. They left Morgan Family Arena Friday night 7-4 and winless. In the conference, K-State gets a much-needed win. They had to have this win. This feels so good to talk victory on this podcast. 1-1 conference now for Kansas State, and 3-8. Even though the overall record still needs a little help there, 3-8 for K-State women's volleyball there as well. Yeah, Gregorowski back to her here a little bit. Third match of the year already with 10 or more kills already. Gregorowski, for those that don't know, K-State fans that don't know, is from Appleton, Wisconsin. And she gets kind of hidden a little bit because she also transferred last year along with Izzy as well. So, yeah, she's starting to turn up a little bit as well. 14 kills on the night, 3 aces, career best 18 points. Meg Brown, 12 kills on the night. 417 hitting percentage there as well with 2 errors on 24 swings. Swiatsky back to her once again.
You have a night with Carter not producing or this kind of has a behind the scenes game a little bit. You have to have other players to start stepping up if you're going to get back, start winning some more matches and all that other stuff. And they've been close. Look, they haven't been blown out. It's not like they've been blown out. It's been a couple breaks here and there that been a huge swing of some games. And of course, there's been a disappointing game that we talked about there. Was the Santa Barbara game was probably the most disappointing part because of the fact that that's a winnable game right there. Swiatsky, let's see. Yeah, the Wildcats, Jason Mansfield again, the 6-2 offense there as well. K-State defensively holding UCF under 200 hitting percentage. There as well. Ella Larkin, 17 digs on the evening there as well. K-State will hit the road next. They'll take on Texas Tech on October 3rd. I'm trying to remember on the head because we have the 30th. That's a Thursday night game if my calendar in my head is correct on that. So that's the next Big 12 match game there as well. Jason Mansfield after the win. K-State sweeps UCF 3-0. Pearl Project Podcast, postcast, K-State women's volleyball coach Mansfield after the match. Quote, yeah, we've been close for a while, right? So it just feels good to finally win a couple of close sets in the first two and get over the hump. Then we kind of settled in the third set and just continue to make plays. But we've been working so hard in practice and obviously in matches. And I'm just so proud of the girls for getting the win there as well. So, yeah, there's a little bit of inside scoop right there for Jason Mansfield's team as they get it done. Huge win now in a few days. This is the latter part of the week. Can you carry some of that momentum over to the road, right? You haven't made a win. It's a little disappointing to see this team lose in Morgan Freeman Arena because they were so tough last year. They were giving good teams really good fits and beating solid teams. This is a good UCF team that they beat at home. Now you got the confidence in. Can they swing that in Lubbock later on this week? So K-State, Jason Mansfield, head coach of K-State Women's Volleyball, getting it done. And then led by the performances of a Meg Brown and a Liz Grzegowski as well. Some names that we don't, I mean, we be calling Grzegowski here, and Meg Brown throughout much of the season. So that's not, and we already talked about LeGrand as well. We know what Izzy's going to do, and I don't have the stats on Carter, Aaliyah Carter at the moment. So that's what you need. If Carter doesn't have her usual self game, again, you have your role players get it done, and that's very, very encouraging for K-State Women's Volleyball. So next up for them, later on this week, it is Texas Tech on the road. K-State getting that elusive win now, 3-8 overall, but more importantly, 1-1 in the Big 12 Conference. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. We're going to come back with a lot more coming up like usual, so you love your K-State Wildcats. We, at least, the strive is to post content daily, every day, pretty much. So your team, every day in K-State sports, is about to head into the month of October with some momentum. Obviously, football team getting it done over the weekend. I should say yesterday, manhandling Oklahoma State there as well. Cross-country team had some good performances last Friday as well, so we'll get squared away on that. And we're going to go over some rosters here next couple episodes here. Well, actually, one episode as well. We're going to get you caught with the men's and women's golf team. We'll get you who's on those teams, respectively, on the next episode, unless something else comes up that overshadows that. So that's coming next. And, of course, right around that corner, right around the corner is men's and women's basketball. A lot excited about that. Pro Project Podcast again, wherever you get your podcast here, folks. It's going to wrap things up on this women's postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. K-State 3, UCF nothing. Eddie Greer here from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Cats.